American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cash Crossbreed Holster Studios with me today. It's a pleasure, as always, here on the Lead Slinger's microphone, lit right up for you. Going to be a great day today. Can't wait for this show. Always, always, always. All of this, of course, being brought to you by X Insurance. More about that in a little bit. We want to thank Crossbreed. If you're watching on the live stream, you see the new Crossbreed hat. I did an appearance at a gun shop today for a couple hours for some friends of mine that I know very well, and picked up the Crossbreed holster hat while I was there. Figured I'd wear it in the studio for you. You can watch this program on the live stream. Please don't attempt this while you're driving, okay? Over on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Make sure to like and share the post. We appreciate it. Many, many thousands of you see these by the end of the week. Again, we're inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Monster Cast, the Lead Slinger's microphone. Great program lined up for you today. Guest lineup is huge. After Alan Gottlieb, in the next couple segments, I'll get to Alan in just a second. He's waiting for us. Yeah, Paul Markle, student of the gun, is going to be here. After that, Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels, my good friend down in the Tombstone, Bisbee, Cochise area. Going to be a great conversation with him. And he is followed by Sheriff Richard Mack, also of Arizona. It's LEO, Law Enforcement Sunday, hour number two. And then a classic roundtable on Armed American Radio's third hour of the broadcast today with Brad Primo, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Brad, of course, the CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey. And in addition to that, reporter Neil McCabe. We'll get all kinds of conversation going on where we stand right now with the election and what's going on. But before we do all of that, I want to ask you about somebody you probably have never heard of before, but I'm going to introduce you to her. Do you know who Jennifer O'Malley Dillon is? Have you ever heard of her? She was born in 1976. Well, she's in her 40s. She has spent her entire career in politics as a political strategist, and she was the campaign manager and now serving as the designate White House deputy chief of staff under Joe Biden. We won't call him president-elect yet because nothing is settled. When it's settled, we'll do what we need to do. Prior to that, she was the campaign manager for the 2020 campaign of Joe Biden and previously served as the campaign manager for Beto O'Rourke. You know who Beto is? Hell yes, we want to take your guns. Hell yes, we want to take your guns. You know, by the way, as far as a Democrat ticket is concerned, she's the first female presidential campaign manager, if you consider Biden the winning ticket to ever win as a campaign manager. Jen O'Malley's, let's just cut to some of this. We'll go to her career first. Jen O'Malley's first role in politics, she started, and she's a good little Democrat. She began answering phones for Massachusetts Attorney General Scott Harshberger. She joined the Al Gore 2000 presidential campaign, so she was involved in that fiasco. She was a field organizer in 1999, and she rose to become a regional field director by the end of the campaign. She worked as a field director for the U.S. Senate campaigns of Tim Johnson, Democrat out of South Dakota, Barry Landrieu, Democrat out of Louisiana. In 2003, she worked as Iowa field director for the John Edwards. Remember John Edwards? 2004 failed presidential campaign. And then later, after Edwards left the race, she became the deputy campaign manager for Senator Tom Daschle's reelection campaign. You remember Tom Daschle's campaign? Tom Daschle. Who could forget him, right? In 2007, she again went to work for John Edwards in his 2008 presidential campaign as his Iowa state director and later deputy campaign manager. After he was eliminated, she joined Barack Obama's presidential campaign for the general election, and she was his battleground state's director. Yeah, Jen O'Malley Dillon is who we're talking about. After his election, she was on the presidential transition team and became the associate director of personnel, and then was hired as the executive director of the Democrat National Committee under Tim Kaine. In 2011, she joined the Barack Obama presidential campaign as deputy campaign manager. She started a highly successful, what they call Project Narwhal. You probably never heard of it. After Obama's reelection, she co-founded the political consulting firm Precision Strategies with fellow Obama campaign alumni Stephanie Cutter. She was the chair of the Democrat National Committee's Unity Reform Commission in 2019, and she is right now. She later was hired as the campaign manager for the Beto O'Rourke 2020 presidential campaign, failed. But she has been announced in April. She was announced as Joe Biden's presidential, the head of the campaign manager for Biden's 2020 campaign. And she is now assuming the role of White House Deputy Chief of Staff in what would be an upcoming Biden administration if Biden wins. Why do I tell you about her? Because she's clamoring and screaming for mandatory buybacks of legal weapons. Remember I said Beto O'Rourke. She ran Beto O'Rourke's campaign. Previously, before that, you remember, and again, I have to say this, Beto O'Rourke. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47. She appeared in a video on O'Rourke's YouTube channel, we're reminding you of this now, touting the campaign's plan for, quote, mandatory buybacks of certain firearms, in addition to a new ban on assault-style weapons. And here I quote her, we are actually the only campaign, this is how proud she was, with a plan that supports mandatory buybacks of what? Weapons of war. An assault weapon ban, she said, is very, very important, and we need to have it. But that only takes weapons of war, your AR-15s and semi-automatic rifles is what she's talking about, off the streets in the future. It does nothing for weapons of war that are currently out there. And she estimated that her scheme would affect 15 or 16 million guns. So those of you who suffer from TDS to a point that you actively worked against getting Donald Trump elected because you didn't like him and you couldn't stand him, thanks for this. Thanks for this. Because we now have to play defense no matter what happens in the U.S. Senate. That's how close the Senate will be. One, possibly two seats. You don't think there's any rhinos out there that might flip for political favors from this crew? We have you guys to thank for that. Really do appreciate that. Let's go right to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, steer me down a different road. I mean, am I wrong? What's going on here?
Oh, no, you're right. And the fact that Biden picked her to run his campaign and that'll be Deputy Chief of Staff, if in fact he's certified, which at this point looks like he will be, you're looking at, his staff is as anti-gun as can be, and these so-called mandatory buybacks are really gun confiscation. Let's call it what it really is. So this isn't good news for gun owners. What can I say, Mark? But on a brighter note, at least today was a good day for me because I got in my inbox, my email, an invitation to the White House Christmas party. So I will get to be with President Trump at least one more time before the end of the year.
You know, again, this is not the first time. This is not your first rodeo at the White House, particularly with the Christmas party. I know you were there last year. You have been invited to the White House on numerous occasions. And I hope that on behalf of all of us, not just Armed American Radio, Alan, but gun owners across America and the millions of people who listen to this show and other programs and support and fight for the Second Amendment, that when you have an opportunity to talk with him, you'll tell him that we support him and we have his back. And yeah, I mean, you're right. It does look a certain way. The media is all over it. But I have to say, there are still lawsuits going forward. We're just going to sit and watch this play out because the courts are going to get a hold of it. Do you think the Supreme Court's going to make the decision on this thing eventually?
No.
Tell us why.
I think the Supreme Court doesn't want to be responsible for naming the next president of the United States. I think they'll do everything they can not to hear the case.
All right. So you are of the presumption that, like many are, that Biden is going to be sworn in January. And my guess, and I've said for years on the program, you cannot refuse to accept what is. That's denial. Denial can get people killed in certain situations. Oh, that's not going to happen to me. Or, oh, that guy's certainly not going to pull the trigger. Or, oh, she's not going to drive into me. Or whatever it is. Okay? It can't happen to me. That's denial. You can't refuse to accept the situation is what I'm saying. So we have to accept that may very well be the case, Alan. And I believe that the first thing they're going to do is make a gun control play just like we saw in Virginia.
Yeah, well, Mark, I totally agree with you, and that's why we at the Second Amendment Foundation and Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Your Arms are not wasting a minute in getting our act together to be able to oppose Biden's gun confiscation agenda.
Right. Well, what we're gonna do, I know we're getting ready to take a break. I think we've only got a few seconds before we start hearing that bumper music, Alan. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about some of those cases. Because right now we have four cases. And you kind of teased us a little bit last week, so I'll see if we can get something else from you about any other cases maybe. But I want people to understand the strategy one more time from the great Alan Gottlieb, because of what we may be looking at and probably are looking at on January 19th, Inauguration Day, when unbelievably there will be a President Biden. Back after this.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
out to Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Inside the Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios here on the Lead Slingers microphone, all of this being brought to you by X Insurance. If you're watching me, you can see it right here in the studio on the wall behind me. Great to be here with you today. I look forward to this show. Every single week we go Monday through Friday on the weekday broadcast, and I can't wait until we land right here to start the week with you. More about sponsors and partners upcoming. We've got Alan Gottlieb for one more segment before Student of the Gun, Paul Markle, rears his head. And believe me, it's always fun to have Paul in here because it's no holds barred. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Welcome in, my friend. Always great to have you here. I'm seeing a lot of comments on the live board here. You know, obviously people don't like to hear some of the things we're talking about relative to Biden coming into office. They're fearful of their gun rights. They're fearful of their freedoms. Socialism creep into America, et cetera. But it is, I think it's prudent that we say that barring some type of miracle court case and Supreme Court decision, Biden will more than likely be sworn in January. And we cannot refuse to accept that situation. To do so puts us in danger because we've got to get out in front of this now, correct?
Yes, most definitely, Mark. And we're working on that, you know, on a minute-to-minute basis at this point, both increasing staff and filing lawsuits and working to organize more gun owners and various leadership conferences around the country in trouble spot areas in some of the dark blue states, as well as to stop some of the Biden agenda, which we know pretty much what it is. And our opponents in the, you know, gun prohibition groups are already, you know, talking and touting about things that they plan and expect to be working with Biden to accomplish over the next 4 years. So we're not going to waste any time and sit back and wait for it to happen. We're going to try and be proactive and try and stop it ahead of time.
Yeah, and I want to make it very clear, listeners, that what we saw, I've been telling you about this for quite some time. This is not new. If you've been listening to the broadcast for any amount of time, if you're new to the program, what I'm referring to is what we saw happen in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth, after Democrats took all three levers of power in that state, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, beautiful place. I've got many ties there, lifelong ties there. That for the first thing in 25 years when they took power is they went after 12 very aggressive gun control bills. Eight of them are now signed into law, and there are more coming in the next legislative session. And they have vowed to put their quote unquote assault weapons ban back at the forefront. There were four state senators that didn't feel the urge to vote for it back then, but are now looking at it again. And more than likely, it will pass and it will be signed. And we told you that that would make that Virginia would look like child's play during a Biden administration. And I fully expect and anticipate, Alan, that we will have individuals, the gun ban crowd, some, Mark Kelly's now in there. Mark Kelly cloaked himself and lied about his gun ban agenda. Of course, the husband of the Giffords, Gabby Giffords, no doubt he's got an agenda coming into play. They're going to expect to pay back Bloomberg big time every time for gun safety. So I expect to see a slew of bills come both out of the House and the Senate right when this convenes after a Biden inauguration. It's going to be a rapid onslaught, right?
Well, one would expect that to be the case as they promised it. And one would have to believe they're going to try and honor their promises to their gun prohibition lobbying groups that supported them. So, yeah, we're in for a big giant fight, and we're trying to preempt some of that now by filing lots of lawsuits in various states, trying to get the stuff up to the Supreme Court with a new U.S. Supreme Court there with a new member of that court. Hopefully we can get a few cases heard and set a marker down, stopping some of the stuff from being passed because they'll know it'll be unconstitutional before it gets signed into law.
All right, let's start with the four cases that you currently have out there now. Go ahead and remind listeners and new listeners in particular, pay attention to this. Alan has got cases up before some of the federal courts right now. Alan, go ahead, take it away. Where do we stand?
Yeah, well, it's more than four cases. The Second Amendment Foundation has filed 25 cases so far this year. And there's two more that probably will get filed next week. I was hoping to have them filed this week, but we're still dotting I's and crossing T's on the briefs. But we filed suits against various carry restrictions on carrying one's firearm outside one's home in New York City, in New Jersey, in Maryland. We've got other cases that we're filing on stopping assault, so-called assault bans in various states, licensing requirements in various states. we're going to be extremely active with lawsuits in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, and California.
Okay, all the usual suspected places controlled by the usual socialist communists, Marxists masquerading as former Democrats, you know. No shock there whatsoever. I'm more interested, I think, in any of those. Obviously, the Kerry cases matter huge. But I'm fascinated by the assault weapon ban case. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we have President Trump to thank for reversing a lot of the district courts and around the country so that we can bring these cases to the courts and get some decent judges. In most of the cases that we're filing, we're going to be ruled against at the lower court level because of precedent to the appeals courts. But that's why we need to get those cases up to the Supreme Court to finally reverse some bad decisions of the appeals courts where they thumb their nose at the Heller and McDonald decisions. And quite frankly, I feel really good about it. And it's great to be on offense for a change. I'm not going to wait around and play defense.
See, that's what's critical to hear, folks, is the fact that while we've got maybe looking down some bad news, some attempts to come after us right out of the box, it's going to happen. We've been telling you it's going to happen for years. It's just what they do. They can't help themselves. It's going to happen. Understand it and understand that we have Mr. Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation putting us on offense when they would like nothing more to rock us back on our heels and put us on defense. And I'm seeing comments coming in now, Alan. Our best bet, Dye says our best bet is to financially support Second Amendment Foundation ASAP. So before this segment ends, let me just say, go ahead now. Let's do the plugs. Where can people support us in this endeavor?
Well, let's go to the website at saf.org and just hit the join or contribution button and join in with us. And, but while you're there, check out the news releases, which talk about some of the lawsuits we just recently filed and have actual links to the briefs and complaints that we have filed in the courts. And I'd like to educate your listeners as well. I don't want to just take their money. I want to have them active and educated.
Alan, do you believe, it's hard for anybody to prove this. We see a lot of crazy allegations out there. But do you believe that this entire election was legit? People just are looking for some assistance here. They're looking for some closure to find out. Because a lot of this doesn't pass a smell test.
Let me say it this way. For the last 4 years, they've been trying to delegitimize President Trump's victory in 2016 in a way that would make sure he couldn't get reelected no matter what in 2020. You know, by all the investigations, by, you know, the impeachment attempts, by everything they've done to try and delegitimize him and make him hated and immediate, it obviously, you know, doesn't ask Joe Biden a tough question, but constantly attacks Trump and everything he says. They've done everything they could. And then you take a look at the fact that we know the number of dead people that did vote. We know the number of illegals, in people who aren't U.S. citizens who cast ballots. We know people have cast multiple ballots in multiple states. We know the significant number of voting irregularities. Do those things by itself, any one of them, tip the scale? Probably not. But cumulatively, one can argue that, when you don't get a fair shake in the media, you don't get a fair election anyway.
Now, that's absolutely a fact in the mainstream media. My prediction to you, Alan, and to you listeners is they're going to try to make it appear that the Trump presidency never happened. They're going to just try to disappear it. You mark my word on that. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We'll be talking about you all night. Alan, thanks for being here again. Happy Thanksgiving from all of our fans around the country. We'll talk to you this week. Back right after this with Paul Markle.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Thank you, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, for that rejoin. We appreciate it. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here today and every day of the week, 6 days a week anyway, in the, well, today it's Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone, all of it presented to you by X Insurance. Tomorrow we're going to get up and do it again because they don't want us to. They hate us talking about this stuff. That's why we're in their face with it 6 days a week. Tomorrow, it will be the GunBroker.com studios and the Car Arms Platinum microphone. CEO of Car Arms, Justin Moon, will be here in about 2 hours for the roundtable. So make sure to stick around. Drink some coffee if you have to. It's going to be a great show. And again, all of it presented to us by X Insurance. I want to thank Alan Gottlieb for the previous segment. And make sure to remind you to please visit SAF.org for Second Amendment Foundation. Alan is filing cases, preemptive strikes, against what we expect to be a Biden administration and we know will be an onslaught of anti-gun, attempted anti-gun legislation. The Senate will be razor thin. I believe that the Republicans will hold it here in the state of Georgia where I reside. I believe that will be the case, at least one of the seats. Possibly both, probably both, but it's tough to make a prediction on one of those. Regardless, it will be razor thin. One or two senators decide to play politics. Imagine that. And you could see some of these bills move, some of these anti-gun bills move. Biden will sign anything. And those of you suffering from TDS who couldn't bring yourselves to vote for Donald Trump and said, oh, don't worry about it, they're not going to take your guns, I recommend you go back and listen to my opening segment, number one. And number two, I'd like to ask you, and there are a lot of you out there, wouldn't you rather have Trump in the White House not signing the bills instead of someone sitting there who will sign the bills? I mean, this is facepalm stuff to me. It's angry Mark out of the box stuff to me. Let's go right to Paul Markle, because Paul, believe it or not, is fully capable of calming me down or inciting a angry Mark rant. We don't know which way we're going to go. Paul Markle, student of the gun. How you doing, brother? Thanks for being here today, man.
Hey, man. Let me go ahead and start you out with the I'm not ready to concede. And let me tell you what, there will never be a President Biden in my mind. The amount of lies, deception, fraud, media manipulation from both the mainstream media and what we're calling now big tech is off the charts. We cannot have the United States of America as founded if we just roll over and allow this to happen.
You are absolutely correct about that.
It's too important.
No, you're correct about that. I don't dispute anything that you're saying. What we have to understand, though, and that's the word I'm looking for. It's likely.
Go ahead.
It's likely that Biden will be inaugurated in January. Now, what that means for you, what that means for me, because I'm with you. No socialist will rule my life ever. I will never live under socialism. I will fight it with my to my last breath. And I know you know that. But there are some certain realities that, unfortunately, we're going to have to contend with during that process. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen in these court cases. None. I'm hopeful. And then what do I see? I see a Sidney Powell deal today. I think it was Breitbart was reporting it. And I believe I saw it on one other place as well, that Giuliani and the rest of the team, including Jenna Ellis, are saying that she is no longer part of the team or wasn't part of the team. Yet I've seen her at every press conference. So what the hell's going on there? Can you set me straight there, Paul?
No, I can't set you straight on that because I'm not involved in that. But let me tell you what. Actually, you talked about Breitbart. There's a great piece that actually, I don't know if it came out today or last night or what have you. But it's a detailed expose of essentially the straight up, you know, point by point media manipulation and the manipulation by big tech. It's on Breitbart, and I'm trying to figure out the author was. But the fact of the matter is, the reason we're in this position is because for decades we've been comfortable, we've allowed our quote unquote leaders, we've allowed them to be comfortable in second place. We've allowed them to be comfortable compromising. We've allowed ourselves to be put in a position where we don't want to be thought of as mean-spirited. We don't want to be called names in the media. So maybe we should just go ahead and give up. Horse crap.
You know, Paul.
There's no going back. There's no going back.
No, there's not. I alluded to that when I mentioned George Bush and his dad. And I mean, you can go back to Reagan. Everybody just accepted the status quo that the media hated Republicans. And that was just one of the battles. In fact, I think I've heard Newt Gingrich mention it many times. It's just the way it is. The media is what they are. We just have to deal with that as Republicans. I don't buy that. Look, we put ourselves in this position. And I've said countless times, and you can agree with me or disagree with me, that's fine. But we lost four of our institutions in this country as conservatives. We willfully gave it up. And I've mentioned it many times. I'll take the opportunity to do it now because we have some time. But there was a day that Hollywood, not that long ago, that Hollywood was conservative. Think Mom and Dad in twin beds. Think Marilyn Monroe's skirt going up over the grate. Those things were unheard of. It was, wow, that was breakthrough stuff. That was radical stuff when they moved into a double bed. I mean, think Gilligan's Island, okay? I mean, you can go all the way back and come up with all kinds, and that wasn't that long ago. And when it flipped, we let it happen. We continued to buy their tickets, and we just let it go by. We watched the media and the bias in the mainstream press for years, and we didn't stop it. We continued to send our kids to colleges that were indoctrinating them in leftist, socialist, communist, Marxist, masquerading as former Democrat ideology. And we didn't pull them out, and we didn't send them to more conservative institutions. We let it happen. And you know what? We continued to buy their albums like these idiots, Bruce Springsteen and the rest of the lunatics. We continued to pay. And you know what we did? We paid them to do it. Paul, it's mind boggling. So we bear responsibility, brother. We just do.
Well, I've been beating the drum and I'm going to continue to beat the drum. But there is no way while I draw breath that I will ever believe for one moment in time that sleepy Joe Biden got more of the popular vote or more electoral vote than. And when I say, and I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but people need to look in the mirror and they need to realize that this whole, well, we'll get them next time nonsense. Oh, we'll get them during the midterms. We'll get them in 4 years. We'll have a great candidate in 4 years. It doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, if you roll over, if America doesn't find its collective cojones and say, no, we're done. We're done with the fraudulent voting. We're done with the motor voter. We're done with the mail-ins. We're done. If you don't, because there's not going to be a next time. If they get away with it this time, they're not going to have an epiphany and say, you know what? All that fraud and cheating and dead people voting and multiple voting and well, we'll just come up with a computer program that switches their votes to ours. You know, well, let's not do that anymore. Brothers and sisters, there's no going back. If we roll over and allow them to remove Donald Trump and install their, you know, decided candidate, there's no more America. No more America as a representative republic, and we can have this land, and we'll fall deeper and deeper and deeper into socialism, and your grandkids will be raised as tax slaves. That's it.
Aren't we all anyway tax slaves, Paul?
No.
I mean, to a certain extent.
Really?
I mean, we certainly are.
Yeah, we are.
Well, we are. I mean, let's face it.
People who say it can't get worse, it can.
Yes, it can, and it will get worse, too. It absolutely will. Paul, I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun, and the website is student of the gun. It's real simple, student of the gun, student of the gun. Paul has himself listed out on Twitter and other social media as president-elect Paul Markle. I don't know if they're fact-checking that or not, right? But Professor Paul Markle, student of the gun, he's going to be here with us for one more segment. Always fun to have him on, particularly on the Monster Cast, making this appearance here today, not just on the daytime show. Back right after this with Paul Markle.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Have you ever heard of the revolutionary Versa Smart Light? Probably not. The prototype did not make it to retail. It utilizes innovative technology that big brand companies are fighting against because it could force their inferior products off the market. Because of such pushback against this new technology, the manufacturers have taken it online to reach the public and are offering it to My Armed American Radio listeners, that's you, at an amazing 83% off. They're doing it to get into as many hands as possible, to stir up enough buzz that retailers will be forced to carry their superior light technology. This special awareness promotion is set up to expire in approximately 12 hours, so you have to hurry. However, you must text the word SMART to 58445 to receive your private Armed American Radio pricing. That's SMART to 58445 to place your order today. They're amazing. I've got three for myself. Text keyword to short code to agree to receive recurring automated promotional and personalized marketing text messages, e.g. cart reminders from Pulse TV. Consent is not a condition of any purchase. Text HELP for support or stop to cancel. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequency varies. Visit pulsetv.com/security.asp for privacy and attn.tv/pulsetv/terms.html for terms.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. I normally have my Defender Coffee mug here in the studio with me, but it needed cleaned. And it didn't dawn on me until right about before showtime. Oh, man, I didn't have time to mess with it. So I got my Liberty mug here, which, you know, Liberty's always good, right? Life, love, and liberty. Got to love that. And it does not have Defender Coffee in it right now because I had enough of it during the day today. But suffice to say, Defender Coffee, if you use the promo code AAR, you get 15% off. Make sure to go over to Defender Coffee as well and check out the holiday specials that they have for you at DefenderCoffee.com. They're a great sponsor of Armed American Radio, as is Lead Slingers Whiskey. This is the Lead Slingers microphone. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. If you're watching me on your screens, this is the Crossbreed holster hat. Crossbreed commented on it in the comments section already that they love it. And I spoke with them earlier today. So I've got another one coming to me, but I actually bought this one today at a gun shop I was at doing a little appearance today. So Crossbreed Holsters, longtime family with Armed American Radio. And there's always discounts up on their website. I think right now it's 20%. So make sure to go and check that out. The Super Tuck, can't go wrong with that. Yeah, I've got one for just about every gun that I have. And they're fantastic. Second Amendment Foundation, we know what's going on there. SAF.org, SAF.org. We will take couch chains. A life membership is only $150. An annual membership is only $15. Gunbroker.com. Seriously, if you can't find it on your shelves, and I know how bare the shelves are, I spend time in gun shops. There's not a lot there. Gunbroker.com has you covered, I can promise you, and it's 100% free. Go check it out. There's always an auction going on there, over $1.5 million. They're doing a huge amount of business this year. They're going to get close to $1 billion. It's fantastic. North American Arms and the MyPillow. I can't thank you enough for the MyPillow. I was talking with them again this week. I speak with them every single week. The level of support they show this radio program, this host, and you, more important than anything, the level of support they show us by insisting on putting their money where their mouth is to keep this show on the airwaves. I cannot thank them enough. Mike Lindell, personal friend, one-on-one. Mike has got it going on and has committed himself and that company to supporting Armed American Radio. And I only ask that you support them back. AAR is the promo code. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and click on the radio specials box. You'll see it, radio listener specials. Use the promo code AAR. And he's got a huge program going on right now. The queen pillows are regularly $68.99 and now $28.99. Kings are only $5 more. Use the promo code AAR. It works on everything there, too, by the way. I'm just telling you, if you want the queen pillows, it's a huge discount. And go take advantage of it because they make great gifts. And here's what I've said. Think about this. Every time you sleep on a MyPillow, you can support the Second Amendment. So buy your liberal friends and family MyPillows for Christmas gifts with the 40 off, right? And they don't even have to know that they're supporting your right to keep and bear arms when they slumber away in their socialist little dreams and their little la-la land, their unicorn fairy dust fart-smelling la-la land they're putting us all in, right? Make sure to check them out. MyPillow.com. The promo code is AAR. We appreciate it. And, of course, Car Arms and North American Arms. Let's go back to Mr. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, I was enjoying reading the comments section. You know, people are in complete agreement with you. And there's no doubt, I am hopeful that we're going to see one of these court cases that's going to do something. 75 million plus Trump voters, Paul, are not going away, brother. It's not going to happen.
I've got a question for you.
Go right ahead.
Why do we, the citizens of the United States of America, after being robbed, this is 20 years of chicanery.
Mm-hmm. More than that.
I mean, there's before that, but let's just stick with the 20 years. Let's stick with the hanging Chad nonsense. Let's stick with the, well, we can't do paper ballots anymore because they're not reliable. We have to do computer ballots. Mm-hmm. We have to allow computers to. And where did that start? It started with Al Gore. And who started the voter suppression, voter disenfranchisement? That was all during Comrade Barry's regime.
Yeah, sure
and
was.
We just ate it. We just allowed it to happen.
We're letting it happen right here in the state of Georgia. It started with Stacey Abrams a couple years back when she lost, couldn't manufacture enough votes, and claimed all of her supporters were being disenfranchised. It was a pre-election plan that she put into place. She worked it, and to this day, she's continuing to work it. On the presidential side, she's now screaming and yelling in the state of Georgia how proud she is that over 600,000 absentee ballots have already been requested for the Senate campaigns here in the state of Georgia. 600,000. My question is, how the hell is that even possible? Days out. I mean, how is that even possible? Now, I don't know how accurate her numbers are.
It's
probably a lie to get people to try to vote because let's face it, when the president's not on a ticket, there's generally not as much turnout. But I have a feeling it's going to be different this go around because you and I both know and they also know what's on the line here. Go ahead.
Well, nothing's going to be different until we do two things. We go back to paper ballots and voter ID. End of story. That's it. This Dominion, not whatever the computer program is that's counting the votes. No. And you don't have an ID, you don't get the vote. End of story.
Exactly.
Don't tell me that minorities can't get IDs. Bull crap. And this motor voter nonsense. Look, I mean, California is the prime example. Oh, we accidentally registered thousands and thousands of illegals to vote when we gave them government IDs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is go time. If you're not ready to take your country back, and when I started this, I said, why do we, the people, the citizens, have to beg the courts for justice?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we put ourselves in a position where we're tossing up our freedom? We're tossing up our liberty. We're gambling it. We're putting it on the table. It's like being in Vegas. Like, here's all of our liberty. Boy, I hope the number comes up in my favor, because if it doesn't, I'm just screwed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your country, and it's time for you to find your collective testicles and to take it back. You end up generally getting what you pay for, and American people get what they want. And if what you want is slavery and socialism, that's what you're going to get.
Paul, do you believe our side, we're getting ready to run out of time here. I hate that because I could keep going with you for another 2 hours. But our side has never been good at stepping up in a place like D.C. and bringing 800,000 people to make a point. We got 30 seconds. Do you see that changing?
You know why?
Should there be a Biden inauguration?
Because we work.
That's true. But do you see that change? Do you see that change during what could be a Biden presidency? Do you see that changing?
Brother, I can only hope.
Well, I'm with you on that.
A Trump rally in D.C. and the media just ignored it.
Did we? I didn't see it on TV. I wasn't sure. I heard about it. I wasn't sure if it was real. I heard from right-wing lunatics that there were people being attacked by Antifa and BLM, but I turned on my television and I didn't see anything about it. Paul Markle, student of the gun. God bless you, dude. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it very much. Studentofthegun.com. Support Paul. But I'm seeing some comments in here about Mike Lindell and him catching a lot of flack. They're trying to cancel him. Support Mike Lindell for sticking it out there in their faces and supporting Armed American Radio. It's huge. Coming up in the next hour, Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels. Love Mark. He's a good friend. Can't wait to have him back. And Sheriff Richard Mack. It's Law Enforcement Hour coming up next with the two sheriffs. Be back after the 6 minutes after the hour. Enjoy the rest of your break. We'll see you in just a few minutes with the two sheriffs.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.